From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin. By this time next year, the city of Clarksville expects to be generating about 5 megawatts from a 42-acre solar facility. It is sunny for solar these days, even among conservatives not sold on climate change. But as Bobby Ampazon with Arkansas Public Media reports, there's a showdown building with Big Electric.
Any politician knows the way you pitch a $10 million plan is you start with business and civic leaders, maybe over lunch. Rotary, you say?
Outstanding. So please help me welcome our general manager of Clarksville Light and Water, John Lester.
Lester's not the politician Bill Halter is. Since leaving the lieutenant governor's office, Halter tinkered with a comeback, unsuccessfully, then founded Scenic Hill Solar, successfully. It's a solar power installer and operator. Halter's Scenic Hill is bringing solar to Lester's Clarksville Light and Water.
I noticed a number of municipal utilities, our brethren in Missouri, that started doing solar projects.
Far from here in Little Rock, Scenic Hill Solar is one of about 36 member parties in a working group sorting out a really big issue for this new energy frontier. How to be fair to the old fossil fuel burning electric utilities? They're still the ones that supply most of our electricity and all of our electrical towers and lines. The price for it all is folded into our rates, those kilowatt hour charges. So that means those with solar power don't use as many kilowatts, they don't pay as much, but they still need those towers and lines. John Bethel is head of the Public Service Commission that oversees all the utilities.
The issue from the utilities, both the investor-owned and the cooperatives, is to make sure that they're receiving their cost of serving the customer. And I think they would all argue and have in the proceeding that the current rate structure, because there are fixed costs in the kilowatt hour charge, they don't believe that the customer pays their full cost of service when they avoid 100% of the kilowatt hour charge.
The working group is expected to have its recommendation by the middle of September. The ultimate decision rests with the 3-member Public Service Commission. Back in Clarksville, the major provider of Clarksville's electricity is the Oklahoma Municipal Power Authority. Lester says he could not go ahead with his solar facility without its consent because they have something called a full requirements contract.
Or even build infrastructure to meet those loads. So they need to know that Clarksville is going to bring something to the table for a certain period of time. So that's why you really have to go to them and give them plenty of notice.
One thing Lester and Halter aren't talking much about is saving the planet. That's like from the 1990s, right? Today, the talk is economic development.
I'm not a climate change denier, but I'm not 100% sold that climate change is human-caused. I know that it's a reality, but I'm not convinced that humans have that much of an effect on it.
But as president of the Clarksville Regional Economic Development Organization, Hill is persuaded by big business. In April, Walmart announced Project Gigaton, an effort to get its suppliers to eliminate a gigaton of emissions. That's like parking 200 million cars for a year.
With Walmart's new initiative, anybody that sells to Walmart's going to have to get with the program.
Clarksville's biggest employers are Hanes Underwear, Tyson, and Walmart itself. Here's another Rotarian, Max Slaughter.
I'm old, so I'm not real green, but what's important to me is the fact that we are moving forward. We're kind of on the cutting edge of what's going on.
And not just the cutting edge, Halter says, the future.
If you've got the ability to generate at the point where the electricity is being consumed, you eliminate line losses that previously were there to get the power to that customer. You're cutting the amount of capital you have to put into the wires. You're cutting the amount of capital that you have to put into towers. And so long-term advantage solar. Long-term, this is what you're going to see more and more of.
Asked about his own long-term plans, specifically whether Scenic Hill might power up another political campaign or a congressional seat, the old politician says,
oh, Bobby.
In Clarksville, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
It's a winner.